Welcome to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros. Paul the Waterman is Colorado's expert on all things related to the water we use and drink in our homes. Have you ever thought about where your water actually comes from? Is it safe to drink? Is it harmful to my health, my skin, my hair? Paul the Waterman knows water, and he has the answers. Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Water Talk. Now here's your host, Scott Whatley, and owner of Water Pros, Paul the Waterman.
Old Ann and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Water.
Water.
Welcome to Water Talk. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Paul the Waterman. Our show is brought to you by Water Pros. 303-862-5554 is the number for your free in-home water test. And with that, we'll welcome the man who invented water.
I invented clean, clear water, especially now after 4 million gallons of raw sewage.
Did you read that?
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of manure. I got to tell you something.
Now, explain what you mean there.
No, it's human waste, raw sewage.
They
it's just that.
In.
They dumped it. They let it go. How's that a mistake?
Wow.
What, in the Arkansas River? It got in the Colorado River? It's all over the whole place. So that can't be, you know, human error. Whoops.
No.
You know, 4 million gallons. You know what that is? 4 million. You know how big 4 million gallons is? Do you know that? You know, you had to let that, you know, expulsion of manure go for a long period of time before they shut the drain off. So that had that, you know, I don't think there was a system failure.
Right.
I don't think a valve failed to close. Or
right.
How do you know, what do you do there?
And this was on 9 News last night. Actually, 4.2 million gallon sewage spill.
That's a nice way of saying manure.
Yeah. happened. And let's see, the sewage spill in Colorado's Arkansas River was expected to reach John Martin Reservoir Monday. So if you're fishing in John Martin Reservoir,
I'd cancel the plans.
I would cancel the plan and
right.
find another place to fish for sure.
But well, no. And then they talked about the
I like this first line. An unplanned discharge of untreated sewage that occurred last Thursday was expected to reach a southern Colorado reservoir Monday, prompting a warning to avoid contact with the water. So if this one was unplanned, does that mean sometimes they have planned ones?
No, seriously, right? It's, you know, Scott, this, and I'm going to ask you, you know, I very rarely ask for your opinion, so I'm going to do that right now.
And usually it doesn't matter what
right,
I say.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like, what? Okay. No, but seriously, though, right? In your opinion, doesn't this kind of smell? I mean, seriously, literally, you know, there's no way this was a mistake. And if it's unplanned.
They
and
probably
then,
got
like
to the point, what are we going to do with it?
Yeah, just dump it.
We don't have
it.
Any place.
Just dump it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but folks, here, what this really means is that how many other issues like this, you know, go
unannounced.
Right, because the water reservoir, this is where a lot of your wastewater goes. This is something Mark, you know, mentioned several times. It goes into a waste treatment plant. They were supposed to take the manure out of it, and they dump it right back to us. This is what concerns me when you have issues when we're going to go to, you know, reusable water. I'm going to also talk about, you know, recap what we, you know, last week's show, the state's running out of water, the aquifers are running dry, the top two aquifers are, you know, exceedingly getting lower. People are going to have to dig deeper and deeper. And, you know, now they're saying, Scott, they think there's maybe a 20-year lifespan in brand new wells. 20 years.
Wow.
You know, so that's, you know, that's... We've been in our house for 18. How long have you been in yours?
22, 23.
So it's a lifetime, and it doesn't seem that long, does it?
No.
So then what's going to happen in the near future, you know, when people are buying homes, and 20 years from now, they're going to have no water. You know, and then are they going to increase, are they going to start, you know, drilling and not drilling, but digging water lines to so everybody can hook up. You know how much a tap to hook up to a tap cost? I was at Larkspur. There's a off of Perry Park Road, Perry Park Boulevard, downtown Larkspur. They bought this really nice old farm. The house was built in the 1920s. They're gonna make it into an Airbnb and then a wedding venue, and they're going to hook up to the city water tap, city water of Larkspur tap, which has its own issues.
Right.
But they're going to, basically spend close to $50,000 per house to hook up to the tap. And I could see those going, so what's going to happen to all these outlying areas? You go to Delbert, Powhatan Road to Delbert Road to County, County Line to Delbert, and there's a massive building out there, massive. Mm-hmm. You go down Delbert Road, and you get to Singing Hills Road, and, there's homes that are already, having well issues, running low on water. And then you get farther east to Elbert County, where they got these huge subdivisions that seem like popped out of nowhere. They're digging into the aquifers, and they're going to be drawing water. So they did a study, and, the lower, I think it's Arapahoe Aquifer, is going down 9 feet per year, 9 feet. So imagine the pictures you guys have seen of that lake out in Nevada that's running dry, Hoover Dam, right? Mm-hmm. And that's Lake Mead. And that's going down and down and down to the point where I don't think that's ever going to be recoverable.
Right.
And the water usage, until they find a way to California to, spend the money to, instead of, on that train going to nowhere, hook up desalinization plants, and they don't want to do that. So what they want to do is everybody in California pretty much is reusable water, and that's what's going to happen here in Colorado.
Right.
You're going to be reusable water.
And, of course, the big topic is these data centers. Mm-hmm. They eat up a lot of it.
and the water evaporates. A lot of that water, the cooling is evaporation, and some of them is recycled and cooled. It's just like, nuclear power. Along a river or stream, because water comes in, cools it, and then goes back out, either is released back in the atmosphere as steam or goes, right back into the, the body of water, but it, heated, it's hot, because, that's what they do with these, cooling centers. You don't see closed-loop systems there, do you? Mm-hmm. Right? And so it's impossible, because they need the water to basically cool their power grid. It's the equipment that they need to cool down, and so a lot of that water will be evaporated, go back into the air. But did you see where a data center had a contamination breach and released a lot of toxins into, the water
really?
Supply? Yeah.
Man.
We're
in for some interesting times in about everything in our world, aren't we?
Yeah. Scott, I was thinking about this driving to the studio this morning. And again, let me get your opinion on this. We talk about all the contamination issues, the forever chemicals. We talked about that. We thought when we first learned about it in 2024, it was brand new, but it's something that's been going on forever, since the 1940s, really. And they knew about it in the 1960s, but didn't say anything. And then we had the microplastics problem. Well, the microplastic problem first came to light when the bottled water industry, because the manufacturing practices with bottled water, put microplastics in, tiny oral membrane particles that were in the water, bottled water. Everybody was drinking it. And then once that happened, once the bottled water industry exposed of the microplastics, guess what we learned? That every major body of water in Colorado has microplastics. So the microplastics basically is a word that, became famous on this program, bioaccumulation. It means it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So is the forever chemicals, and that means that it's in every aspect of our life. Water now has to be, independently treated by each individual, and you can't put that responsibility in a municipality, because humans make error. Governments, take shortcuts. The government, how many people out there listening to our program right now think that the government's honest? You think they're going to tell us everything we need to know? Absolutely not. And look at the mobile home park law that passed. Mobile home parks are going to use a lot more water, because they're going to make these mobile home parks provide their mm-hmm. residents soft water, which means you got to use water softening, which means you have to have supersized commercial water softening, and then you're going to create wastewater, and that wastewater is going to have to be emptied someplace. Where's that going to go?
So will there be water softeners hooked up to each mobile home?
No, they're going to want...
just have a ginormous...
They're going to want to... that's what I mean. It's not practical.
Yeah.
This mobile home quality bill, I'm hoping November people get out there and vote, you know, Republican, only because we've had 20 years of one-party rule. And what's happening with this mobile, and this is all part of us running out of water, so I'll put it all together. When you have a mobile home park that has to provide water quality greater than what a municipality is, then that puts the, you know, liability and the responsibility on that owner. And so then if he doesn't have the infrastructure, what's going to happen? We're helping out a guy that has a mobile home park up in Empire. So you go I-70, you take the Empire, you know, Junction exit, and it's right there on the left-hand side. They're by Clear Creek. So there's not enough property there for them to put built a waste treatment plant. It's not there. So if they have to put a water softener in, the water softener, the brine, the discharge, which is a combination of all the minerals they take out of the water, right, is they're going to allow that to dump in the creek? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Right, because the environmental issues are going to, you know, it won't hurt it, but you're not dumping salt, you're dumping what's, you know, calcium chloride. So it's all the hard water that's removed, but it's all the other contaminants, all the radium in the water that could be there. So they're not just going to let it dump into the creek.
What kind of maintenance on a day-to-day basis, I would assume, would be needed on something like that, a softener built like that?
Well, you got to monitor it. You have to monitor it, you know, once a week, and you have to add salt to it because salt's the detergent. So my whole point is the water that's going to be needed to backwash is going to take away, you know, from the overall water inventory, let's call it, because that's mm-hmm. what it is. You get, so they have a well that's permitted, and the well is permitted by Clear Creek to go ahead. It's a shallow well. It's permitted to feed 11 trailers there. And if you're running out of water and you've got a water, you know, someone has a water, you know, leak, you could be wasting a bunch of water. I mean, those things have to be monitored and infrastructure has to be upkept. But if you have to add additional water usage and we're already running out of water, you know, what do you do? And I mean, I hope this makes sense. I mean, you follow what I'm saying is that if you have to do water filtration and you're in a well and now you're going to have to use an extra, on a commercial size system, an extra 3,000 gallons of water just for backwash and probably even more. It all depends on the type of system they have. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of it. And when we look at the, you know, do you know the city of Denver Water is doing a campaign or spending taxpayer dollars to do billboards and other, you know, social media campaigns that basically tell people to stop using water. Our tax dollars are going into that. Don't use water. So I think, you know, I've noticed a couple, a real estate guy that does a real estate podcast locally. I noticed him because we have our YouTube channel, put all our, you know, our shows on there. He did a show about, you know, we're running out of water.
Right.
People, you're moving here and you're building multi-million dollar homes or you're having billion dollar subdivisions put together and there's only so much water that's available. That's the problem. And so
is the well water person going to suffer the most?
I think the well water person's in for a world of hurt. And let me tell you why. When the aquifer, the lower the aquifers go, the quality of water is deteriorating. So the higher concentration of uranium, radium, arsenic, folks out east are going to have, you know, higher sodium levels, higher TDS levels where the water is going to be unsafe to drink, higher hardness levels, iron content, uranium, arsenic, absolutely. And so, you know, these are well water folks. I mean, so what we do, Scott, is we design a well water system. We put a dual tank softener in. A dual tank water softener on well water uses less water. That's what you need. You need to use less water. A lot of these folks don't realize. I'm not a fan on well water. People that call these things, they call them the iron buster. If you got ferrous iron in the water, they put an iron buster in. Well, that technology, you got to throw it out the window because that wastewater, you have to have a minimum of 12 gallon per minute flow rate to backwash that properly. So that's wasting water. And right now, everybody has to have a mindset that I don't have enough. And when you live in town, you have to have the mindset that the water quality that you're going to get is going to get worse because they're pulling it from the same pool. And then think about the raw sewage. raw sewage being dumped in. Well, we know what they do. They're supposed to take out the human waste, which is the manure, and they dump all the water back in there. They're not removing pharmaceuticals. You know, the thing that really gets me is how these water districts lie to us. You know why they lie to us? Because the EPA allows them to, because of what did we learn? The unregulated contamination list. There's a telephone book of unregulated contaminants that they know is there, but they don't tell us. So if they don't tell you, then they have the gall to get out there and tell everybody. I'm going to pick on Castle Rock, and Castle Rock will tell everybody, oh, our water is super clean. Liars. It's not super clean because you're not telling them what you don't have to test for.
Right.
They're not removing 1,4-dioxin. 1,4-dioxin has been an industrial stabilizer. It's a contaminant. It's in laundry soap and shampoo, and it's been on the unregulated contamination list since the beginning of the public water system. It's never been regulated. Mm-hmm. Then, when you live in town, you have disinfectant byproducts that are poison. If you don't have a drinking water filtration system, if you drink right out of the tap, every glass you're taking is poison. Look it up. Go to AI and ask disinfectant byproducts. You know, some of the AI Google I caught, and I mocked them a little bit on our show a couple weeks ago. They try to tell us that modern-day municipalities, right, are taking all this bad stuff out. And I said, liar, right? And it came back and it said, okay, yeah, you're right. Not everybody, you know, has modern day, you know, water filtration equipment, or the municipality has the infrastructure to provide the equipment that we need.
Right. Paul the Waterman is with us, 303-862-5554. As I mentioned, your free in-home water test. Paul, I don't know why anyone listening wouldn't take advantage of that. I just got to be honest.
So, I got a question. I'm going to ask everybody out there. What's your text line?
720-201-8585.
All right. I want you to text Scott. I want you to basically tell us, do you really think about the quality of your drinking water? Be honest. Let's do a poll. Participate. Because I agree with you. You know, we work directly with the manufacturer, so, you know, we try to keep our prices in line. A lot of our competitors are twice as what ours are, as far as cost-wise. But, you know, I was talking to, how do people still not know the dangers of the water? Because you and I have been on for 4 years. We got this blowtorch, you know, we're on, you know, right, multiple days a week, thanks to you. So we're trying to, you know, share this sincere concern that our water quality is not safe to drink. You know, so can I ask you another question?
You may.
All right, thank you. Why don't you think people are more concerned than, you know, today than what they should be? Now, let me sub-question that. You were following a community post, and people in Castle Rock were complaining about the chlorine. They noticed the smell getting
right,
sick.
Right, right.
Okay, but outside of that, why do you still think that we don't have such a large awareness?
I think because if it doesn't taste bad, and again, you got to remember, you've lived in your house 20 years. That's the only water you've ever tasted, pretty much. You know what I mean? So I think if it doesn't have a smell, if it doesn't taste horrible to them, because you don't know what you don't know. I didn't know what RO water tasted like, man, until I got my system from you. So, I mean, and you look at your ice cubes crystal clear, and, I mean, it's just, you just have to taste it to understand it.
So would it be safe to say then, I mean, there's a false sense of security there when it comes to quality of our water?
Sure.
And so in some way, you know, when you're on a municipal water system and you pay that bill, you're a consumer. So the municipal water district is the only consumer-related, you know, they sell. They sell water, right? So it's basically the only industry that's allowed to false advertise. I mean, the FTC, right, tries to regulate truth in advertising. Mm-hmm. You know, people, you know, you can't lie just to get a sale. You can't lie to get someone to sign the dotted line. You got to be truthful. You got to be truthful in other literature and brochures that you hand out. Yet the internet, right, we have liars in the internet because there's no such thing as salt-free water softeners. But that's still a scam that's being promoted online.
I see it on social media a lot.
Right, that's the biggest lie ever. But the water companies are allowed basically not to tell us everything that's in their water. So the EPA creates, if you guys went and did your own search in the EPA's unregulated contamination list, you'll find exactly what I found. You'll get it. And then it'll take you right to the EPA's website, and you can print it out yourself, and you can see. I said a long time ago, COVID spread through the drinking water. And I want to recap that, if you don't mind. Think about when we had a social distance. Everybody was, what, minimum 5 feet apart?
I think it was bigger than that. Yeah.
Okay. And they recommended people didn't get together for family gatherings. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go visit people. All right, so you're locked in your home. The doors are closed. The windows are closed. And everybody still got COVID. Did that virus penetrate through the walls and doors and windows? Was this super monster virus that could just go through your doors and windows and walls? No. It was through drinking water.
Yeah. Paul the Waterman can help you. Give him a call now, 303-862-5554. Operators are standing by. What's our special?
You know what our special is? We're going to continue for Haystack Help. I heard a rumor.
What's that?
Are you announcing this in public? Are you changing your name or no?
I'm changing my name or the name of the show?
Name of the show. Are you going to George?
That's still
George
to come. Wiley? That's still to come. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Did I really? I'm sorry.
No.
So, you know, let's do that $1,800 tankless reverse osmosis. Let's keep for this show. All right. For people listening, so they got to say.
Give us some details real quick.
So we got a tankless reverse osmosis, American-made, that allows you to, if you live in an RV, if you live in a mobile home, if you're renting an apartment or a condo, we can hook this RO system up directly to your kitchen faucet. So it works wonderful. You get
600 gallons
a day.
A day.
A day.
That's plenty.
That's enough. That's enough quality H2O.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Call now, 303-862-5554. We'll be back with more with Paul the Waterman right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home? Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Are you tired of dealing with hard water, stains, or just poor water quality in your home? Do you worry about forever chemicals that have been found in nearly all municipal water supplies? These toxic chemicals, which can linger in the environment and the human body for extended periods, have been linked to various health risks. Municipal water also has chlorine and lead and can have other bacteria. These contaminants can also impact your health. A water filter from Water Pros can provide clean, safe drinking water right from your tap. At Water Pros, we believe everyone deserves clean, refreshing water right from the tap. Whether it's whole home water systems, reverse osmosis, or water softeners, Water Pros has you covered with customized, high-quality solutions tailored to your needs. Best of all, installation is quick, seamless, and done by our expert technicians. Plus, you'll love our affordable pricing and industry-leading warranties. So why wait? Join thousands of satisfied homeowners and experience the Water Pros difference today. Visit waterpros.net or call Paul the Waterman at 303-862-5554 for a free consultation. Water Pros. Quality water. Better life.
Hi, this is Scott Watley, and I want to take a moment to share something personal with you. I recently had cataract surgery performed by Dr. Robert Fish, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. From the very first appointment, Dr. Fish made me feel completely at ease. He took the time to explain everything, answered all my questions, and guided me through the entire process. On surgery day, his professionalism and care were second to none. And let me tell you, the difference is incredible. Colors are brighter, my vision is sharper, and it's like looking at the world with brand new eyes. If you've been putting off cataract surgery, don't wait any longer. I can personally recommend Dr. Robert Fish. He truly gave me back my vision and my confidence. So take it from me, Scott Watley. Call Dr. Robert Fish today and see life more clearly. Call 303-730-0404. Colorado Eye Consultants, where clear vision begins.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk again. My name is Scott Watley. If you're just joining us, Paul the Waterman in studio. Paul, what do you see out there and hear from, I'll just say, use the word competition lightly, but anything you've seen lately, just go red flag, red flag.
thanks for that question. So here's a red flag. So a lot of internet companies are trying to oversell oversized water softeners. We were talking to a gentleman that a 64,000 grain water softener. Let's pick on that. Folks, this is going to be really technical, but I appreciate your patience. So when you have a 64,000 grain water softener, that's a light commercial unit. That means that the water line connecting to that unit has to be a minimum of an inch and a half, if not 2 inches. So the water line coming to your home is no more than 3/4 of an inch or 1 inch. But you need to have that inch and a half or 2 inches because you need higher water flow to properly backwash. I was at a home a while back that had these monster-sized carbon filtration units. It was, I mean, they were humongous. And I tell the homeowner, and you saw the evidence. You saw the carbon breaking down. You saw the contamination debris in the toilets and the back of the toilet bowl. When you have super-sized systems like that, they're too big. You don't have enough water flow to properly backwash. So they can filter water, but when they have to go through a cleaning cycle, which they all do, then they need commercial size water pressure. So you need to have like 15 to 20 gallons per minute to backwashing these things. Mm-hmm. And when you don't, so when you're trying to buy a 64,000 grain water softener, it needs that water flow. Now, here's the thing about water softening resin. Any system will filter water based upon how much salt you're sending it. So I could have a 32,000 grain water softener, okay? But if I can program it to become a 24,000 grain water softener because I'm only using 9 pounds of salt to go to the cleaning cycle. If I want the full 32,000 grain capacity, then I have to bump it up to 15 pounds of salt. If I'm at a 48,000 grain system, I have to have at least 22 pounds of salt. If I'm at a 64,000 grain system, I got to have about 45 pounds of salt. The salt is dissolved into a saline solution, which is the detergent that cleans the media. But when you're trying to, you know, shop, and you know why people go online to shop? Because of the false advertising of salt-free water softeners, but because a lot of my competitors have gone to their house by either through Home Depot or Costco and try to sell them, you know, $8,000 to $12,000 packages, so they're looking online for a different solution. That's the truth of it. Now, a 64,000 grain, you think, oh, this is a great capacity. Bigger is better. No, bigger isn't better because it's not your home. It's not designed to support. And so we had a gentleman that we were talking to and appreciated the opportunity to work with him. and explain to them why that bigger isn't better concept and why, you know, that's the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to set them up with a 32,000 grain system. 32,000 grain is about what average is. A 24,000 grain, which will sell on this program for $1,800 installed, it would be ideal for a majority of the households in the metro area, to be honest with you.
Right.
24,000 grains, 3/4 of a cubic foot, was the standard water softener that was sold for the last 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what happened. I'm going to call it the Kinetico effect. Kinetico is a dual-tank, non-electric water softener that used to be the premier. No longer. The technology has passed it by. Kinetico is about 40-year-old technology, but what Kinetico did, their claim to fame is it's a dual standard. Every equipment is a dual-tank softener, alternates tanks, right, uses soft water from one tank to clean the other. But they were super efficient because they only use 1 pound of salt per backwash. The problem is, they would backwash more often because they took the same amount of resin in a 3/4 of a cubic foot softener and put it in two tanks. You follow me so far? Okay. So then they could cut the salt dosage way down. And now what happened is these single tank guys decided, let's just add another 1/4 cube and we'll become 1 cubic foot. And then that 1 cubic foot was all the difference it made, and it was able to filter more. And in the long run, Kinetico runs all the time, nonstop. You have to have a pre-filter because it's non-electric and debris and dirt plugs up the control head. I used to be, years ago, Mr. Kinetico, and I used to fall in love with that product. But once I realized that technology has passed it by, and right, they're no longer made in the USA. They're owned by a Switzerland company. So, you know, I moved to the Clack Corporation, who's made in Appleton, Wisconsin. So now, you know, a smart computer softener is super efficient. You don't need any of those additional pre-filters. Plus, my pricing is so competitive. And just because something is non-electric, the problem with those is that you can't specifically control the regeneration time. But then if you have any kind of debris that plugs up those gears, there's 1,000 parts in a Kinetico control valve. I pick on that because, to kind of give you an idea of, you know, how we went from 3/4 of a cubic foot water softener to now everybody wants to 1 cube.
Right.
Right? It was because of that one company. So now everything is standard 32,000. But back to what I was saying, 3/4 of a cubic foot would absolutely work in almost every aspect of the metro area.
Mm-hmm. How many years somebody get out of a single tank water softener, point of use RO system? Family of four, let's say. What's safe to say?
I think 12 to 15 years is safe to say.
Okay.
You know what the problem is? The media, resin, if you go online and you type in lifespan of resin, they say 10 years. But resin is really in enhanced in quality. You know, resin was developed in the 1890s in Germany. Side note. So, but it's the fiberglass tanks don't last forever. You know, those are fiberglass tanks. And so they just don't last forever. And the type of tanks that they, in the coating in the tanks, you know, it doesn't deteriorate in water. Where, you know, stainless steel tanks over a period of time will start to corrode.
Right.
So that's why it's a fiberglass tank. And plus, back in the day when everything was stainless steel, they usually rusted out at the bottom. The other issue is they're just as heavy as could be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you had to swap it out, you needed, you know, a team of guys to drag that stainless steel tank out of your house. Fiberglass used to be recyclable in the water treatment industry. Guys would try to take an old water softener, dump out the media, clean it out, reuse the tank, until a fiberglass tank broke in someone's basement. Nobody was home, nothing to shut the water off, and they got home and water was almost up to the you know, first floor door. And so it's, you know, that's practice has long since stopped. I think 12 years would be the average, but here's something else too. You know, modern day technology and the efficiency of these units, and you have a smart computer system that monitors usage, adjusts accordingly to always meet demand. You know, I think, and if you keep the salt, you know, you could probably get 15-year lifespan right out of it. But if you're on well water, you definitely need a dual tank softener. Our dual tank softeners with the smart computer mechanical control valve, you know, can operate and don't get bogged down with debris. A lot of people right now, something else, you may see a lot of sediment that you didn't see before because of your well depth and the fact that the water table is running low.
Mm-hmm. How often should people have you out after an install to just check things out?
Every 6 months for the first year to make sure that we got the system programmed. And then any time after that, if you want a free water test, we'll come out for free. Water quality and well water quality can change, so it probably should be once a year to have us come out and check because of the, you know, look at the current drought situation.
I know.
The water, Scott, you know, right now, these reservoirs are so doggone low that I think you're going to need 600%, you know, we're going to need 600% more snow this winter than we've had to help even put a dent of all the drought. Because the drought's gone on for, what, 2 years now? Three years at least?
Yeah. I mean, it's been tough.
It's been, so the water usage and something else. Let's go back to these aquifers. Did you ever think about aquifers?
No, never.
Right.
I'll be honest. I never thought about my water. You asked what our listeners, what do they think about their water? Dude, I never thought about my water till I met you, you know?
I think people just take for granted because water's been a staple. You turn a your light, right? You go to the faucet, turn it on.
It's clear.
It's clear. It's water.
Doesn't stink.
It's, right.
Tastes all
right. And sometimes people think that smell of chlorine means it's clean.
But like that was a couple of months that neighborhood app was going on, so it must have been really strong.
Right.
You know.
People, you know, one thing that people have to really think about is that technically we're really in reusable water right now, right? Because other countries, Scott, don't have the standards for manufacturing waste that we do. And I wonder, do we really have the manufacturing waste standards, you know, because of the PFAS contamination? Mm-hmm. How in the heck did we have PFAS contamination that's global? Right. And the American-made company started it. 3M and DuPont, they started this mess. And that's global. And so it's in every aspect of life has PFAS. Every aspect of life has microplastics.
Right.
Right. So my question is that, you know, were we being lied to when we said, oh, yeah, there's, you know, manufacturing has standards as far as wastewater. And is that really the truth?
Yeah. Water Pros 303-862-5554 is the number. Call now for your free in-home water test. And kind of give us your metro area you serve.
So from our office is by the Space Force Base. And so we have, you know, 225, 470. We can get any place anywhere quick.
Right.
So, you know, we'll go down to, we help people out in Peyton and Callahan, Colorado. We help people in, you know, Fort Collins, Greeley. Close to Wyoming. I was at Red Feather Lake this week. Have you ever been up to Red Feather Lake?
Yeah,
yeah, it's nice. It's not many pine trees up there when you're driving up there. But there was a forest fire up there. It must have been.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, they've had fire or something.
But so you know, and we're up there because you know it's a horse ranch is going to be you know taken over by the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. They're going to be labeled a public water system. And so, you know, we can help them out in that monitoring. But, you know, and we're going to go to Wyoming next week. Folks from Wyoming are calling us. So I guess we'll go as far as, you know, Lone Tree.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, I couldn't remember what that was, Lone Tree.
Lone Tree.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what is the name of that town?
No, yeah, we have great Wyoming listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in Wyoming, you need help, give us a call, 303-862-5554. What I do, guys, you know, I design water filtration systems for Colorado Water. Everybody else out there is part of a franchise, so it's a cookie-cutter solution. They're not designing water filtration systems for us. They're basically the same water filtration systems that they're going to sell in Chicago, in Florida, Georgia, you know. And so this is, I did the matrix unit because it's proven technology. It's a multimedia system. It uses KDF-55 and activated carbon to get rid of the forever chemicals, get rid of the disinfection byproducts, and also soften the water. So once we broke the story and we saw that, you know, I feel you can't really feel naive because they didn't tell us.
Right.
But, you know, how could we not know that in the 1990s, you know, there was a class action lawsuit against DuPont and 3M because they were poisoning people? We posted a video on YouTube. If you know, you guys can see this, how DuPont or 3M poisoned the world, and you'll get a video of a farmer whose cattle were dying in a horrible death, losing their teeth, because the PFAS was in the water they were drinking in the pasture.
Right.
It was horrific. You know, an employee had a baby with a birth defect because of PFAS contamination at 3M. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we also, you know, did a program where, You know, we played clips of a program where people, where a dairy farm in Maine had to slaughter all his dairy herd because of PFAS contamination. Folks moved into an apple orchard. Husband died because of PFAS contamination, and it caused cancer. You know, it caused cancer in his glands.
Right.
And so it's horrific. And then we started thinking, okay, PFAS is an issue. Well, what about the biosolids? We didn't call it biosolids back then. We called it human waste. And then our friend Mark was listening, and that's how we met Mark, as he mm-hmm. called in, because he's a waste, you know, treatment operator.
Right.
But I asked the question, the biosolids full of PFAS are poisoning our farmlands. And that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So PFAS is not only in the drinking water, it's also in the popcorn bags, right, lining for food, PFAS.
Sure.
It's, you know, all over. And then as it expels from our body, it gets into the farmland. So that's how things become bioaccumulation, because rainwater, right? But then what are you going to do with the human waste? Dump it in the river. So, you know, I mean, that's just, it's microplastic contamination, PFAS contamination, not to mention there's pharmaceuticals in the water. I remember sitting here looking at the EPA's contaminant candidate list, and we learned the first five versions. And number six came out in April. Pharmaceuticals, bacteria, protozoas, viruses are in the contaminant candidate list. So then I started looking at that, and that's when I came up with my theory. That's how COVID spread, because I lived it. COVID was, you know, I remember when COVID 5 feet, 10 feet, when they let us go to the grocery store, I think it was 10 feet. We had to wait in a parking lot and take turns.
There were the little footprints.
Right, the stand. Know? Yeah, to follow the stand. And we were wearing, and you wore a mask.
Oh, son.
Yeah, it was in our water supply. Now, pharmaceutical contamination. They make pharmaceuticals out of forever chemicals. Prozac's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They have hormones. All the medication that a person takes, you know, Scott, when you go on antibiotics, they want you after a week or so to go do a urine test to check if your kidneys are functioning okay. People who take a lot of vitamins, a lot of supplements, now the theory is spread them out during the day. Don't take them all at once. It's because it's easier for your kidneys. What's happening when you take something? Your body automatically treats that as a foreign substance and expels it. So the dose they give you, they know that a certain percentage of medication is going to stay in your body. Others are going to go away. So now they're saying, okay, how do we make it last longer? Forever chemical. And the forever chemicals bond to you differently. And so a forever chemical was specifically engineered by mistake. The forever chemicals they found when they were making, you know, the Manhattan Project, the nuclear bomb. And the byproduct was this white powdery substance that they converted to the forever chemical, because then that's what coated the metal pipes that were helped making the uranium bomb, because the product of making the bomb was so acidic it was eating away at the factory pipes.
Right.
Coated it with forever chemicals. Boom. You can go, YouTube guys, check this out. Go to YouTube and type in Minnesota fish contamination forever chemicals, and you'll find a Minnesota Health Department employee. She was a scientist. She wanted to expose that she picked this lake, and every fish that she tested had more PFAS than blood. But a lady that was on the health board for the state of Minnesota that prevented that report from going out worked for 3M. Yeah, so there's another lawsuit, you know, and that was exposed. She worked for 3M, sat on the board for the Minnesota Public Health, and helped quash the story.
Interesting. We won't quash the story.
Yeah,
we tell you like it is.
There's not a show like this, is there?
People are probably going, no, there's not. 303-862-5554. Paul the Waterman is ready to help bring you pure, clean water. Call now. 303-862-5554. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of E-Bike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Whatley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Whatley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pets stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. Paul the Waterman in studio. You are listening to Water Talk. If this is your first time to catch us, yes, we are here every week, Friday. Now, you will hear this on other days, some replays, but Friday is our new live show each week, and all things water. And I tell you,
water's life. Without it, we die. Without it, we're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how old is this planet, right? Millions, billions of years old, right? Same water. Think about that one, right? Same water from the beginning of time. Water is reusable. Water forms, water goes into a plant. The plant absorbs the water, uses the water. Okay, eventually, then that plant's going to give off that moisture, right? Humans take in water. What do? We give off that moisture every time we flush the toilet. So water's been really reusable for forever. The problem is, as the industrial growth goes, as municipalities grow, as the population grows, we're using that water resource where we really don't have pristine, clean, clear water anymore in our environment, unless you go to the polar caps. But I even doubt that anymore based upon, long as this global, contamination has occurred. Mm-hmm. The hydrological cycle basically transfers everything. So we could have microplastics. Every major body of water in Colorado was microplastics. How would we know that some of that microplastics didn't come from Russia or from China or from South Korea? I mean, you just don't know.
Right.
And so these PFAS, other countries manufacture and use PFAS, and they dump it right into the waterways. In some countries in Europe, what Another contamination problem is that's deadly. It's called heavy water. Heavy water is used in nuclear power plants.
Hmm.
What happened in Japan when they had the earthquake? What did they do with all that radioactive waste? Dumped it in the ocean. Now, I've had a debate with certain people, but, you know, I remember as a kid, and they were talking about it in school, is all that nuclear waste, because this was right around Three Mile Island time. You remember that?
Right.
All the nuclear waste was dumped in 55-gallon barrels and buried. What happens if that gets into our environment? All the waste in the mountains of garbage that, you know, they have to dispose of, that's another source of contaminant to our water supply. So your municipalities don't have, you know, a multi-trillion-dollar water filtration system. Some of these other municipalities are using anion resin to remove PFAS, but are they pre-treating the anion resin? Because anion resin is super sensitive and can't handle hard water. Adams County spent billions of dollars on this media that was supposed to make the water softer. Absolutely a waste of money. Tax people are still paying taxes on it, but the water hardness in Commerce City Reunion is just as hard as it was in the beginning of that community.
Right.
So a water softener, 3/4 of a cubic foot, $1,800 fully installed. A tankless RO will keep it on sale for $1,800. You can do a complete package for $3,600. Nobody else can offer that package price.
Installed.
We can do the matrix for $4,195.
Explain, okay. What do you
So the matrix is that whole house unit that's the multimedia, KDF-55, activated carbon, and then the bottom chamber has the, you know, one cube of resin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have tankless ROs, we have the tank ROs, we have our prices online, we're 100% transparent. You know, go to YouTube, look up Paul the Waterman. We have a lot of radio shows that we've done or podcasts. Now you can, you know, last night, approved. Remember when I made that statement that, man, if you can't sleep, put on one of our shows? I did, and I went right to sleep. I'm telling you, there's something between our voices when we're talking. Put me, I was out, man.
Exactly. Hey, I want to hit this real quick, because we say installed, and I guess I want to say this too. That's in 90% of the cases, 95% of the case, because sometimes
we have to go.
So I wanted to ask you, what are a couple of things in our last, you know, 5 or 6 minutes here? What are a few things that may run into that may cause a little more of a price increase?
If we have to do some plumbing modification or drain modification, then that could, you know, add, you know.
But it's rare.
It's rare. You know, add about $300, you know, to cover our cost of material, you know,
right,
parts. You know, the sad thing is that there's homes still being built today where basements are being finished where they don't allow soft water because they've got the water main shut up at a closet, but the utility room's on the other end of the basement. And so where the water main, before it gets to the utility room, branches off in other areas, so you can't get the whole house. I mean, that's unfortunate.
Right.
You could have, you know, everybody needs to think about a minimum of a point of use reverse osmosis just because of the chemical contamination. But think about this, though. You're showering and bathing. You know, another thing that's a big scam, you know, real quick, is these shower heads, because shower heads that have carbon in it, carbon deteriorates in the hot water. And if you got your, you know, a tankless hot water heater or your conventional hot water heater and you're at 120 degrees or more, you're going to turn that carbon to mush.
Hmm.
It's a waste of money, you know. And so, but, you know, think about when every time you take a shower, whatever you're breathing in that steam.
Right.
I mean, it's not good.
Right.
So do you remember that everybody used to, before we realized what the skin really was, we used to think skin didn't absorb anything, you know, you really didn't. And then it's one of the largest organs in the body.
Oh, yeah.
And then folks that live up, you know, as high as we do, you know, you have to worry about, you know, sun, you know, radiation.
Paul the Waterman can help you. Call now, 303-862-5554. Any big Labor Day plans?
Yeah, you know, did you watch the telethon at all when it was on? Jerry Lewis?
Yeah. that's been a number of years ago now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he, you know, so every once in a while there's a YouTube channel that they'll play a telethon, and and watch that. And that's something I remember, you know, doing as a kid. I did that, those things with 7-Eleven. You raise money, had those little yard fairs, right?
Yep,
remember
yep,
that?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go, you know, swim in the swimming pool. It doesn't seem like the end of summer, but it's fall's coming.
Close, man.
Yeah,
you get up early in the mornings and
you feel the
some Christmas in the air.
Yeah, well then, you know, the leaves are going to change. And what are you going to do? What do you do on Labor Day?
I don't know. Hunting season is here, bud.
Are you going to really?
I may go scouting some.
You're going to scout? Yeah.
Elk. Yep.
Did you ever get that elk that you were looking for last year? Remember that big guy that you
He got away from you? He elk one, Scott zero on that one. Yeah.
So you know, last
football season's kicking off.
I know. Next week,
a few more days here before the Broncos get going on Monday night. But college football is going to be in full swing.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Think about your water, folks. Think about the quality of your water. Just do your own research. Our aquifers are running low. You know, we're running out of water. It's all going to be reusable water, and so that means that it's from the toilet to the tap. Do you really want to do that from the toilet to the tap? You're going to be drinking somebody else's pharmaceutical cocktail if you're not already.
Yeah. Got a headache? Just go get a glass of water.
There you go, right?
Don't have to open that.
Just think about birth control. You want birth control, get a glass of water because it's in there.
Paul the Waterman, I think. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great long weekend. Same to you, our listener. But folks, hey, take control of your water. Nobody's going to do it for you. The government sure not.
Absolutely
not. Paul the Water Man will get you the water you are looking for. 303-862-5554. When you call, make sure you mention you heard Paul here on Water Talk. So thanks for being with us. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.